But let's welcome Fiona as she comes and tells us about what we're going to try and do.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Advent, happy 1st of December. Now, many of you know me, but my name is Fiona Christie, and I've been part of this congregation since 2001. But for 10 years, I was a missionary in Colombia. I was serving in Colombia with the Mission Latin Link. I came back last year. And I'm here to tell you about our St. Thomas's Christmas project. And I'm very excited to be doing that today, very privileged. And this is really, as David has said, an opportunity for us to remember that as members of God's family, we're part of an international project. We're part of a global family. We're connected with our brothers and sisters around the world. And it's a chance for us to lift our heads from the busyness and the stress, potentially, of Christmas time. Not everybody was looking forward to Christmas, I noticed. And also our concerns, our legitimate concerns about the election. And remember that we're part of something much bigger. And that's what this project is about. And I am absolutely thrilled to be able to tell you that the project we're going to be supporting this Christmas is the Vive Foundation and the Funky Frog Clubs in Colombia, the very project that I was involved with for about 7 of the 10 years that I was in Colombia. Now, many of you have heard me speak multiple times about this, and in fact, there are one or two people here that could probably give this talk. But for those of you who are perhaps new, not heard me speak before, know nothing about it, I'm going to tell you what Vive does. So the Vive Foundation trains churches to run a club for the children in their community. That's what they do. And they do it mostly in a particular place in the north of Colombia, the Atlantic coast or the Caribbean coast of Colombia. There's Colombia with its neighbors and the two seas, the two oceans, and there's where we work. And when I went to Colombia in 2011, there were three more or less viable clubs. There's now around 50. So Vive Foundation has been hard at work planting clubs, training leaders around the northern coast of Colombia. And we chose that area because it's particularly hard hit by the violence that you may know about in Colombia. There's been a lot of conflict there, and that has brought poverty. People have been displaced from their homes. They've had to be kind of refugees in their own country, and they live in poverty. And as usual, in those sorts of situations, it's children that suffer most. And these children on the coast might be vulnerable, they might be exploited, they might have to work to support their families, they might not get very good education, they might not get access to healthcare. And the point of Vive and the Funky Frog Clubs is to reach those children with the gospel. So a Funky Frog Club has three parts to it. Every Funky Frog Club will have these three things. And the first thing is something that we call the extreme afternoon, the tarde extrema in Spanish. And this is just a games afternoon, just running around like maniacs in the heat, having a great time with their leaders. And at the end, just a little time of prayer. And on the Sunday, they have a time of worship and a Bible teaching time. That's the second part, the Sunday meeting. Worshipping together with their leaders and learning the Bible in a special way suitable for them. And then the leaders commit to meeting to pray once a week for the children. So it's quite a commitment from the leaders. So the Vive Foundation has all sorts of things through the year to try and encourage and support and train up the leaders to keep them going, basically. So you'll notice we're not church planting. We're not church planting because there are already thousands of churches in this area. But often, they don't have great work with children. And so this is the gap that we saw. We need to work with the children in the communities. And it's not just the children in the church. It's the children in the whole community. So supporting the Bible teaching, we produce a Bible curriculum. That's what I was involved with. Lessons throughout the year, throughout the Bible. So once you've been through our clubs from age 3 to 14, you might have been through the Bible 12 times, potentially. So you can spot a heresy at 50 paces. It's wonderful. And the idea of this is to raise up a generation of children who are disciples of Jesus. That's the point. Children who know Jesus, love him, can live lives of integrity, can be peacemakers in their community, can be leaders, can be missionaries, can be pastors, and just leaders of change in Colombia. That's really what we were about. So a generation of disciples of Jesus. That's what we're about in Vive. So, why are we asking for money, you may? That's the next question. This is all a very good thing, but why do we need money? Well, we were supported very generously by an English charity for a few years, and that's ended for a variety of reasons. And so we've had to find other ways of raising the money. Now, my colleagues in Colombia have done brilliantly. They have started raising money locally by selling our materials to schools. Christian schools, they want lessons on values, on ethics, so Bible stories, and we sell them to those schools. And last year, 2018, we raised 23% of our budget in Colombia. That's amazing for such a new charity. And it means that medium term, I think Colombia will be able to support Vive itself, and we won't need to be raising money externally. But of course, 23% is not 100%, so there is a gap. And this year, the gap is this much. It's £3,500. That's what they need to end the year in the black. That's why I've written it in red. That's what's missing from the budget for this year. So that's, I think, a relatively modest aim. I think we could probably do that. And that would mean I could phone up my friend Leo. He's the executive director of Vive, but also a good friend. And he was a student of mine when I taught English at the beginning. There he is. He got a trip to London last year. And I could say, Leo, stop worrying about the £3,500 because St. Thomas's have got it covered. Wouldn't that be great? I'd love to be able to do that. However, the gap for next year is enormous, much, much bigger. It's because we don't have money committed by anybody. It's £22,000, about a little less than half the budget. So that's alarming. That's the sort of thing that makes the board say, you know, what's the future? Now, I have to say, we start every year, or we end every year saying, and really, for the last 5 years, this is what it's been like. Are we going to make it? Should we be thinking about other ways of doing things? And we've always, God has always supplied. And lots of things in the Christian life, you think, is God really in this? Is this from God? But really, preaching the gospel to poor children, I don't have any doubts that this is straight from the heart of God. And he's always supplied for us. He really has been faithful all these years. And I, patriotically, would love it if a huge chunk of that money came from Scotland, because Scotland has been incredibly supportive of Vive, other churches around the country as well, and St. Thomas's yourselves. You supported me to be there, and so I would love it if St. Thomas's and other churches in Scotland would get behind this and make a massive dent in it. So that's the project. That is what we're going to raise money for this Advent, right the way through December. Now, I have a special treat, surprise, gift. This week only. So this is your last chance. These are the last of these. There were 200 of these. Somebody very kindly got me printed, and these are the last 14 of them. I will give one of these to the first 14 people that come up to me at the end. And this is a little story that I wrote, which is a little imaginary story of somebody in one of our clubs. If you want a feel for the coast, you want a feel for what a children's club is like and what the children learn and how their lives might develop, then this is the story for you. The first Colombian in space, spoiler, it's about a little girl who goes to space. And you're welcome to have one of these, those of you who've never seen this before. Now, how to give. It's very straightforward. You'll have seen in your story this morning a beautifully, this is the work of Miller Bogie. He's not here for us to praise. Well, we can praise him in his absence. A beautiful envelope for you to put your gift in. So, three ways of doing it. You can put a check in, you can put cash in, or you can make a bank transfer, although a lot of us do our banking on the internet, but still write the amount in and put it on in a little piece of paper and put it in the envelope and put it in the collection bags throughout December. That's how we'll be collecting the money. Any questions about that? You can talk to me, you can talk to Miller when he's back next week, and it's very straightforward. It's all beautifully explained on the envelope. So don't lose this envelope. Look, it's printed in colour. Miller actually coloured in this funky frog on Photoshop. I don't know how he did it, but he did a beautiful job of that. So don't waste that beautiful effort. Take it home, ask God, is this something you want me to be involved in? How much do you want me to give? Give that much. That's very simple. And we'll see what God has in store for us with this project. So, take your envelope away, think about how you're going to fill it. Now, you might have noticed that the funky frog has a special hat. And this is the hat. This is the hat of the Funky Frog. It's a sort of symbol of Colombia. It's called the Sombrero Volteado. This is mine. It has my name on it, even. It was made for me when I left. So this is what it looks like. It's very typical of the coast, made by the indigenous folk there. If you want to come and try it on, £5 for a selfie, maybe, for Vive. No, I'm kidding about that bit. But anyway, that's what it looks like. So let's get behind it and let's see what we can do with this project this year. Next week, I'll be talking again about it with something even more wonderful and amazing than a hat and some books. Just a little surprise that my colleagues are working on this week. So come back next week for the next installment. Thank you.
Brilliant. Do you want to
just stay there. I mean, this is so great, and I think it's so important, and it's wonderful that you are able to kind of begin to motivate us a little bit. But let's cover this in prayer as well and get behind it a little bit. So I wonder if we could pray together, and if one of us could lead us in prayer. Would you like to lead
us
in prayer?
Yes, I'm very happy to.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's stand together as we do this, if we're able, and let's commit ourselves to do what we can to see God's kingdom being built in Colombia. Fiona, let's pray.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the Vive Foundation and the Funky Frog Clubs, the vision of its founders, and the way it's reaching thousands of children in the north of Colombia with the good news of your gospel. And I do thank you for the opportunity to raise money in St. Thomas's and around Scotland for this project. I pray that we would be excited and enthused and see it as not as just another charitable appeal, but an opportunity to invest in the kingdom, and that we would take it in that spirit and see what you're asking of us, and that it would be something that would motivate us and excite us, and we would get great joy in knowing that we are part of this beautiful project. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Fiona.